Anti-Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So can niacin, which is the B3 vitamin, fight heart disease? Well, niacin is one of the best-kept secrets, in my opinion, in the field of medicine, and I want to help to make it not be such a secret. And why? Because higher doses of niacin have been shown to maintain healthy blood lipids like triglycerides, cholesterol, even better than conventional drugs, and may even help to prevent heart attacks. So today I'm going to explain the mechanisms behind vitamin B3, or what we call niacin, and how really, if you have any heart issues, it should become a top choice for you. First off, now let's talk about cholesterol, and I want to mention something here because there's some confusion. What's happened between the 1980s and, say, early 2000s is cholesterol became as if it was the only heart disease risk factor, and that's simply not true. At Life Extension, you know, the researchers there have identified what are about 17 heart disease risk factors. Now, cholesterol is one of those. Unfortunately, what's happened is in the natural medicine world, there's been this de-emphasis of cholesterol as if it's not important, and there's been a resurgence of focusing on some of these lesser known risk factors. That's a good thing, but we can't forget cholesterol. We still do believe it is a risk factor, and niacin has some direct effects on cholesterol. Now, there's cholesterol is cholesterol, by the way. There's no good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. I really don't like that terminology. Cholesterol is needed for hormone production, cell membranes, nerve membranes, etc. It's very important for us. We get it from our diet, but we also get it from our liver. Now, regardless of whether it's coming in from your diet or from your liver, cholesterol is a fat, so it needs help in traveling throughout your body. So when it goes from the gut or the liver out to the cells in your body, it has to travel in what is called the low-density lipoprotein. That's the LDL, which has been called the bad cholesterol. That's because that's the stuff that oxidizes and gets stuck in the artery wall. It's really not bad. It has issues when it gets oxidized. Once the cholesterol reaches the cells and tissues, it dumps off into the tissue, and then the tissues bring back into the bloodstream some of the used up cholesterol and fat, and that travels back to the liver for processing in what is known as the HDL, the high density lipoprotein, kind of known as the good stuff because it's getting rid of that gunk and sending it back to the liver. Niacin increases the HDL, which we call good, and that's fine, we'll just use that, and it helps to improve what is called particle size of the bad or the LDL cholesterol. Let me explain that, okay? First of all, let's look at the HDL, what we call the good stuff traditionally. In certain studies, a dose of around 2 grams a day of niacin, and that's a decent dose, right? That's a decent dose of niacin, has been shown to increase that good stuff, the HDL, by as much as 35%. That's really impressive considering that statin medications and other types of drugs targeting good cholesterol don't even come close to that. So niacin is really at the head of the game when it comes to raising HDL. Why is that important? Again, remember, the HDL is what is going to carry all of that excess fat and cholesterol that's been used up, and instead of leaving it there in the cells and tissues or letting it get stuck in the arteries, it grabs it and takes it back to the liver for processing. So the more of that you have, the clearer your arteries and tissues will be of that used up cholesterol. So that's one thing. Niacin raises the good stuff by 35%. But it does something else, and this is important. You know, we've learned over the past few years that when you think of LDL cholesterol, what we traditionally call the bad stuff, right, it's really not about how much you have, although that is important to look at. We like at Life Extension an LDL cholesterol, less than 100, probably more in that 100 to 80 range. So the number is important, but what's more important than the raw absolute number is the size of that particle. See, LDL that's carrying the cholesterol out to the tissues can either be really small and dense, which is what you don't want, or it can be big and fluffy, which is what you do want. And so if it's small and dense, it tends to get stuck more, oxidized more, and that leads to more plaque formation. Turns out niacin helps to favorably change the size of the LDL particle. It's going to take you from the smaller, more dense LDL into a larger, more fluffy LDL that is less likely to become oxidized and stuck in the arterial wall. So there you go, right there, niacin, 1 to 2 grams, is going to raise the good stuff to get it back to the liver for processing and change the size of the LDL to the larger side, which is important, and that will protect your heart. Also, so that's first. There you go. Niacin and cholesterol. All right, it improves your cholesterol profile. The second thing niacin does when it comes to lipids is it lowers the amount of fat floating around your bloodstream. You know, in one study, 1 gram of niacin taken 3 times a day reduced the triglyceride level, that's a fancy word for just simply fat floating around your blood, by an average of 26%. That's just as good as some of the drugs that are used to do that same thing. So niacin is affecting cholesterol, both the HDL and the LDL, and it's affecting how much fat is actually in your blood. Now, when you put that all together, then, it's a natural question to ask, well, could the B3 vitamin, niacin, could it actually prevent heart attacks then? If it's raising the good stuff, lowering the bad stuff, and again, I don't really like using good, bad, but I won't go there again. So niacin is raising the good stuff, lowering the bad stuff, making it more buoyant and fluffy so it's not going to get stuck, and it's dropping the fats in your blood. Could it prevent a heart attack? I mean, I think that's a natural question to ask. Well, we have a study. A study called the Coronary Drug Project answered that question. Taking niacin was found to reduce the incidence of non-fatal heart attacks and strokes by 27% and 26% respectively. That means niacin dropped non-fatal heart attacks by 27%, strokes by 26%. The participant studies were heart attack survivors. That's important. So this study is impressive because it took people who've had heart attacks. It took people who maybe had some damage in their heart. And it's so important from a clinical standpoint to make sure that those people don't have second heart attacks, because the survival from a second heart attack really drops off. So here's niacin, B3 vitamin, found in nature, don't need a prescription, is able to reduce that second heart attack by 27% and the stroke by 26%. Then the results make sense, right, when you take into account what it's really doing to HDL, LDL particle size, and the triglycerides. Now ask yourself this. Is there any drug on the market that does all of those things I've just mentioned? Affecting the good stuff, HDL. Affecting the bad stuff, if you will, LDL, bringing down the fats floating around in your blood, the triglycerides, and reducing non-fatal heart attacks and non-fatal strokes in people who have already had at least one heart attack. I mean, that's pretty impressive for something found in nature, a vitamin B3. Some people I can already hear them getting, you know, hold on, I can't take niacin, it causes that flush and I can't stand it, especially at the doses that I'm suggesting here. Well, if you've never taken niacin before, if you take it initially, it causes a release of histamine from cells that are called mast cells. And that's just, it's not bad, it's not a side effect, it's a normal physiological thing. But when all that histamine gets released, it causes you to kind of flush. Your skin gets fleshy, you get a little sweaty. People don't like that, so they can't take the higher doses. Well, when you take niacin at the higher doses, make sure you take it with a full glass of water. Consider taking a low-dose aspirin with it that will also help to reduce that flush. Take it with food. And also consider another antioxidant called quercetin. Quercetin helps to minimize that release of the histamine. I use quercetin for allergies. There's your connection to the histamine. So yes, B3 vitamin, niacin, does help your heart in so many different ways. It is the secret, but it shouldn't be a secret anymore. So consider taking niacin. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.